Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gizo Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the ninth installment in the Haftoros of the 3 weeks. Jumping ahead, we have at the end of Pasuk Chaf, verse 20, the image that Klal Yisrael is Tzo'ah Zona, a wandering harlot. And this is a very powerful image. The Radak explains that Klal Yisrael with Avodah Zarah is like the wandering harlot. In other words, it would be one thing if there was this one Avodah Zarah that was very significant in Klal Yisrael's life, this one idol that was very meaningful for Klal Yisrael. So it would be very unfortunate that they weren't serving God appropriately, that they were involved in this Avodah Zarah, but that would be one thing. They're wandering from one idol to another. You're a harlot, so that image is so powerful. It's not just you're being unfaithful to your spouse. In the mode of being unfaithful, you're wandering from partner to partner. And that's the image here. We have, by the way, a very similar image in Chaf Gimel, the end of 23. Bichra Kala. Bichra Kala, the Radak explains, as a young camel. And this young camel drinks a great deal of water. Young female camel drinks a great deal of water and goes from spot to find more water. And that, again, is the same image of Klal Yisrael, not just not serving God, but being disloyal within the disloyalty. In other words, just wandering away from God, this place. And that's a tragedy in its own right. It's very sad. We have, in our own times, so many of our brothers and sisters wander to so many things to find meaning. And it's so tragic because we, of course, believe that there's so much meaning waiting right here in Judaism for them. Also, just to explain another image here, verse 21, just to jump back, talks about the fact that God planted this beautiful vineyard, kulo zera emes, all of it a faithful seed, and you've turned against me. This vineyard has turned against me, and it becomes like foreign vines. And the Radak explains this refers to Avram Avinu, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Jewish people with Abraham and Sarah, it was the most beautiful of vineyards. The image of the vine is always such a powerful thing. The grape, the product of the grape is even more special than the grape itself, right? As we consider wine to be more valuable and precious than grapes. So God plants this vineyard, and he gives us such tools to do good things. And we have it in our capacity to create an even greater product than what we start with in terms of us as people. And you waste the opportunities. And it ends up being that even the vines go bad. And that's the tragedy of the decline of Klal Yisrael, which is very much what the mourning is about. I want to forgive the jumping back and forth, but if you go to the end now of Pasuk Chaf Gimel 23, we mentioned the Bichra Kala, the young camel. Misareches Drachecha. Drachecha means its paths. What does Misareches mean? It's very interesting. The Radak says that the Pshat Misareches refers to Srochnal. Srochnal is a shoelace or a lace of a sandal. And so when a person is tying the laces of a sandal, they need to go round and round the foot, or round and round the sandal. So Misareches, your path is going round and round and round. Again, it just speaks again to this image of the wandering. One more image for today. We see in Chavdal 24, Pera Limud Midbar, a wild donkey who wanders in the desert. Bavas Nafsha Shrafa Ruach, stretches out for the wind with its desires. Komavak, skipping ahead in the Pasuk, Komavak Shel Lo Yayafu. Anyone who will seek out this, will try to catch this wild donkey, they won't get there. Bechadsha yimtzauna. They will find the donkey in her month, in her newness. It was difficult to just understand the pshat. So the Radak says two explanations. One is the only time you'll be able to catch up to this donkey is when it's pregnant. during its month of pregnancy, so it's heavier. So similarly, Klal Yisrael is wandering all over. You can't catch up to Klal Yisrael. We're not talking about enemies now, we're talking about God. God, so to say, can't catch up to Klal Yisrael because they're wandering everywhere but God. But there's one month that God can actually catch up to Klal Yisrael, that the prophets can actually catch up to Klal Yisrael and convince them to turn it around. And that's not the month of its pregnancy, but it's the month of its being heavy in the sense of the month of Av. That's the first Pshat Radak. One Pshat Radak says, B'chadshah, in its month of travail, then the prophets can actually convey a message that Klal Yisrael can actually register. Again, another interesting perspective on learning from our tragedies. The other Pshat, B'chadshah Yimtza'unha, is that whenever one finds this donkey, it always feels like the donkey is starting out fresh. There's always this great energy to go to another Avodah Zarah. And whenever you catch up to it, it's like it's been resting for 3 weeks. You find it new and fresh. And that unfortunately also speaks to a point we've already made in the Haftorah, that seems like sometimes we, the Jewish people, have energy for everything but serving God appropriately. And that's something that we have within ourselves, that if we only channel ourselves in the right way, we can do things with great vigor and alacrity. A very worthwhile thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.